Isaac heads north.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we'll start with Isaac, which is back to tropical storm status this morning with top sustained winds around 45 miles per hour. But it's very slow moving as it continues to dump rain on the state of Louisiana. Residents in the northwest part of the state are preparing homes and businesses for potential flooding, and area hotels are full as the people of South Louisiana wait out the storm. Kate Archer Kent of Red River Radio reports.
A diesel engine powers a sandbag filling machine in the small town of Benton, Louisiana. Prison inmates from the Bossier Parish Correctional Facility have stockpiled 15,000 sandbags that are provided free to local residents. Ronnie Andrews is the parish's public works director. He doesn't think the sandbags will be necessary, but he says it doesn't hurt to be overprepared.
If we need to, we'll work around the clock. If not, we'll regroup the next day. But I don't think that's going to hurt us too bad as dry as it's been around here.
Each car can take up to 25 sandbags for free. And those prison inmates who fill the sandbags, by the way, they don't get paid for their labor. In Benton, Louisiana, I'm Kate Archer-Kent for Marketplace.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is in Beijing today. She's there on what's being called a trade mission, but, and I'm just throwing this out there, she may have other items on her agenda. The BBC's Martin Patience joins us from Beijing with more on this story. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so I know they're throwing around words like trade mission, but is Angela Merkel really in Beijing just asking for help with the debt crisis?
Well, I think that's a huge part of the reason that Angela Merkel is in China. This is the second time she's been in Beijing for 6 months. As we know, the European debt problem continues. Indeed, China's premier has been talking about that, and he didn't mince his words. He said, frankly speaking, I'm very worried about the situation, and he called on countries such as Greece, Italy and Spain to take comprehensive measures in order to try and readdress the balance of their budgets.
Is China in any position to help Europe right now, given the weakening economy there?
Well, China's economy is weakening. Certainly, there's a slowdown here, and a large part of that is dropping demand in Europe. We've seen a lot of trips. What's interesting is the Chinese say that they will continue to invest in the euro, but there's been no big announcements. Why is that? Well, I think it's for a couple of reasons. The Chinese authorities, they are concerned about the situation in the eurozone, but also they're coming under intense political pressure from their own people. China is still a developing country, and the last thing that China's leaders want to be accused of is bailing out rich countries when many people in China don't have health care or a decent education.
The BBC's Martin Patience joining us from Beijing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower in global trading this morning, down 1% in Tokyo, 0.5% right now in Frankfurt. The state of Illinois has been downgraded from A-plus to A by the credit rating agency S&P because of unfunded pension liabilities. The downgrade makes Illinois the second worst rated state on S&P's list after California, which is rated A-. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow inched up 4 points to close at 13,107.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
Mitt Romney is scheduled to accept the GOP nomination for president tonight. It'll be the capstone for this week's Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida. Which brings us to our coverage of the real economy, a look at the issues that matter most to voters this year. We sent Marketplace's David Gura on a road trip down Interstate 4 in Florida, and he sent this report from the coastal town of New Smyrna Beach.
This is a really charming town, kind of old Florida. There's a busy historic district around Canal Street with small shops and restaurants.
Geographically, I don't think it's grown a lot because we're bounded by the ocean on the east.
I meet Joan Westherin at the New Smyrna Museum of History. She's a lifelong Republican who moved here in 1968.
Most of us, if you've come from some other part of the United States and you love this community, you'd want to keep it compact. And that's really what the city has done.
That's been good news for Roger Kincaid. He sold real estate here for a decade. And he says the market is turning around. Sales are up 8% this year.
Probably 3 out of 5 deals I do right now are cash. And if the banks would just loosen up and let people take advantage of that low interest rate, it would be a great time.
Joan Westherin told me that one reason she thinks the community has done okay is there are a lot of retirees like her living here on fixed incomes. But if you're not retired, this place is different. Farther up Canal Street, I meet Joy Triballo. She grew up in New Smyrna Beach and moved back here 2 years ago. She trained to be a child life specialist at Johns Hopkins, but she says there isn't much demand for that type of work here.
You know, I have lots of degrees and have done lots of different things, but choose to stay in this area to help care for my mom, who's elderly and not well.
So Triballo works as a receptionist. She answers the phone for a financial advisor on Canal Street. The work's not bad, she tells me. She likes her boss and the customers.
You know, I just immediately started doing whatever I could find just to generate money. But, you know, it's a low-paying job. It's nothing near what you need to survive financially.
The economy weighs heavily on her mind ahead of the election. And Triballo says President Obama has had his chance to turn things around.
I think we do not have the jobs that we need. I think our economy has just kind of gone down the tube. Not saying it's all his fault, but I do not think he has the honest leadership and the guts to do what's right.
Triballo didn't vote for President Obama in 2008, and she says she's not going to vote for him this November. The current administration, she tells me, has failed. In New Smyrna Beach, Florida, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And finally, to Dayton, Ohio, where a man was robbed at a bus stop on Tuesday. The robbers took the victim's cell phone and $40, but these weren't your typical heartless robbers. According to the Dayton Daily News, before they fled, they gave the victim back $2 in cash so he'd have enough money for the bus. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.